All right. Welcome to our Bicknell Planning Commission public hearing for us to take input on the general plan, the goals. So just a little update. They started with having the up at the park and inviting, sending out and inviting everyone to come. They were able to compile all of that. The town council compiled all of the input that was given to them. And then they have worked on coming up with their goals to update the goals. And what you have are the recommendation at this point. And so our public hearing tonight is to allow another input from people in the community to be able to give us input about their feelings about the goals that have been recommended so far. And then after the public hearing, then we'll take those into consideration. So we welcome Laura as our public.
Hi, my name's Laura Lasco, and thank you for the public hearing. And I think a lot of this looks great. I kind of read through it a little more quickly. Anyway, under land use goals, goal 3, we have a number 4, explore ways to enforce town ordinances. So I would just like to say that I spoke with Mickey Wright, and I asked him a question about something, but it led into an hour about getting the towns knitted together, and that hopefully we can, the mayors can get together and possibly form, hire an ordinance enforcer for both towns and maybe some of the other ones so we can split that fee. And there's some legal stuff with it. You know, you have to have the right judge, lawyer, and everything, but theoretically it should never even end up in court, in the courthouse. It should just be done. And he was going to talk to Maureen that night about something. So I just wanted to say I like the idea that the towns could share, and then we wouldn't have that idea of we can't do anything because the ordinances are there and there's nobody to enforce them. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to kind of think ahead and try to get out of the box and try to solve that. So yes, and overall, I love everything on here. The next thing you have, the next goal.
Laura, can I interrupt you?
Yeah, please.
I was trying to figure out which one you were referring to, and then I just quit.
Yeah, that's okay.
You mean goal 3? Is that what you were talking about?
Goal 3, number 4.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
Need a second?
But I was listening. I just didn't know.
That's okay.
Alrighty.
It was just strictly about enforcing town ordinances.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The next one, goal 4, an action step was to encourage Bicknell citizens not to use town right-of-ways for long-term parking and storing your crap. Since I've been trying to improve my area in front of my house and weeding, I just daydream while I'm doing that, and not because I'm doing it, but a lot of us, I'm going to say 80% of the people in town, especially walking through everybody's homes, look nice. There's the few that don't. And I started thinking, I'm kind of wondering why these people that encroach on that get to have a rent-free another chunk of land. They're not paying taxes on it. They're parking their cars down the street. Those tires have been there. It looks junky. And I don't know the legality, but instead of having an ordinance, I think we should have rent. And I think it should be assessed every month along like we do the water bill. And if you're going to use that property, you have to pay for it. So unless you know of legal reasons why
I think it comes down to number 3.4, enforce ordinances.
But if it's not an ordinance, it's just a fee for, like, here's your fee for water.
Well, you can't just make a fee.
Why? They're using the town property. You just don't get property.
So do we. We drive on the road, you know.
Right, but we're paying taxes and stuff for it, and that's a public throughway. But when you keep your property nice and everything on your side, and then the town all of a sudden.
Okay, then how do you charge the school district when they start parking up here every day?
Well, that's the one issue that I thought about on the way over, is that I know they now said, okay, the school can use that because they have to, because of a 10-foot mistake somewhere. So I'm just saying, I really feel like no one's going to clean up or move anything, but I don't understand why it's allowed. I know that when Nancy and I did all those rentals, one of the first things when we signed our short-term rental agreement with you folks, no guest parking on that property, and we made sure it was in our rule book, and if anyone did, because I went over most of the time, I always went over to check them in and said, please don't do it. And there may have been one or two times where the people just were like, whatever, but they moved it. So, and we provided tons of parking. So that's my 2 cents on that. When you get down to community development and design goals, I think important, I know Jim just said there's a sign ordinance. I couldn't find it online, so I don't know what it says. But it would be nice to have nice signs. And I don't know whatever happened with Big T's, that a pop-up store that nobody
it's gone.
Said was legal. Yeah. And the other thing is, I think we should have some sort of written lighting ordinance for especially businesses, just so we have sort of a standard. And it's there and it's written, and especially in the main part of town, because it could be pretty obnoxious if you get all kinds of, I mean, we want our town to look nice and welcoming, but if you got a lot of spotlights all over, so that would be the only other thing. And then at the commissioner meeting, they were talking about moving forward with all the infrastructure for this Wayne County business complex. I still think that we need to not miss the boat and get that, either we annex that kind of land, and there's only one street that would have to be maintained. There's usually road maintenance grants out there, but I think we're missing the boat on that, so I just kind of wanted to weigh in there. That's a lot of money that potentially be coming in that we're not going to see, and we should. And dun, 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 dun. There you go.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for doing all this, everybody, because, and you guys know it already, but you guys have been in a really, really good planning and zoning committee that we really needed. So, there you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate all those comments.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I wrote them down, and we'll talk about them, and we'll go from there. So, thank you. Yeah. Okay, we will close our public hearing then, and we have 5 minutes before we start.